our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Oh, it's a big hello,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, hello, everyone. The... Welcome to the...
What's going on?
He's been here for one show and he's taking over.
I thought I was taking over.
You're not taking over.
I actually thought you...
There's only one CIC. Honestly.
He's filthy.
Okay. All right.
Gregory.
He'll walk out.
No, I'm not going to walk out. This is a team effort. Go. If Blue wants to do it, go and do it. But
oh, well, he does want to do it.
Okay.
Do it then.
Go for it, mate.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to your gorgeous Tuesday. Your Triple M Rush Hour is back, and we have an exciting show ahead of us here. The Australian cricket team couldn't bowl out the Stansbury cricket team 11.
No, they wouldn't.
Our boss, Matty O, has been invited to do a free posing session at a local gym.
No.
Disturbing news come to my desk.
Oh, no.
And let's welcome our South Australian favourite sons. Bernie Vince, a big hello to you, young man.
Hello, Jars. Thank you for bringing me in. I thought Bluey was going to bring me in for a sec.
No, but... and let's say hello to our cricket great. Channel 7's very own Gregory Catherine Blewett. G'day, buddy.
good evening, everyone.
How are you, mate?
Thanks for having me.
You're
looking
right?
forward to another show.
Could the Aussies bowl anyone out?
Flat.
I know they've got a few wickets, but what's going on there, Gregory? I thought the pitch was going to just be in favour of the Australian fast bowlers.
I know. It's happened two tests in a row. Sydney, they couldn't bowl them out. I'm a bit flat. Jars, a bit flat.
A bit like the pitch.
Hey, Jars, not happy today.
Are you going to talk, Jars?
Not happy today. Oh, he's having a drink.
Yeah, just have a drink while
we're on air.
No,
it's fine.
Right. Okay.
I thought I was talking
when I rocked up today.
Yeah, what's up?
My car park. Someone was in my car park.
Yeah, I know.
How long does the breakfast show go for?
Well, it starts at, say, 4.30 a.m.
So,
and they should be gone by midday.
Still going at 1 o'clock when I arrived?
1 o'clock when you arrived?
Yeah.
Who's in your spot?
Who do you think?
Oh, don't
big
tell
Red
me it was
Shudo.
Oh, the Red Baron.
Yes.
The big Vince who's lost about 11 kilos.
So I just double parked and walked off. So
yeah,
I, don't know, I haven't
point.
Heard anything
yeah.
from
yeah. Yes.
I put my phone on flight mode.
Good boy.
And I'm just not having anything to do with it. So.
And we're very grateful to have a car park. Don't
yeah,
get
we
me
are.
Wrong.
What,
we're very grateful.
Does Bluey get one?
Our little blue.
Have
blue.
I got one?
You'll get one.
Why is he back tomorrow? So
Well, you deserve one.
Why is he our little bluey?
He's our top dog. Who's on
a bit
the show, Blue?
Than Jars.
Come on, let's go. Who's on the show today, mate?
We have got the Crows head coach joining us for the first time in 2021, Matty Nix.
Yes.
So that'll be good. Burns Beef is on.
Good.
Burns Beef, first
good
one. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
And then we've got Connor Henry, the 36ers coach. Well, he's not on, but he's given his side an absolute bake. So
well deserved.
We'll talk coaches' bakes at some
good
stage.
Boy. Yep. Nah, nice stuff, Gregory.
Why are you looking at me?
Nah. Burns Beef, who you got in your sights?
I don't want to give it away, but it's someone that's I've got something in common with.
Okay.
I'm not happy with.
Don't give too much.
Nah, I'm not going to. But
you cannot be serious.
Oh, I know. Hang on. Are you on the phone
I rang him just before Johnny, and I said I'll call you back. But obviously he's called in early. But yeah, let's get onto it because I need to speak to him.
And quickly before we get to Matty Nix, I've dropped some information regarding our boss Matty O'Reilly, who's our big chief.
Does he go to the
Triple
gym?
M.
Does he?
He goes to the gym, and you spent a fair bit of time with him, Greg, to obviously get this gig.
Do I?
He was. He's been invited to a free posing session. Explain that to me, please.
What is a posing session,
Gregory,
in a gym?
What is it?
Well, is he doing some modelling? Is he
there you
showing
go.
Off the guns?
Yes, that's
he,
it, Greg.
Does he have guns,
yes.
does he?
Well, he yes. At the local gym has been invited to do a free posing session.
Well, he's,
please.
His hair's always got plenty
honestly,
of gel in it.
Like,
that'd be
honestly,
in place.
What the hell's going on?
He's tanned up, but I just
has
think
he accepted
a bit
the
of,
invitation.
Well, he's thinking about it, Gregory. Have you
he's
ever been? See,
it.
Someone like you two are good-looking young roosters. You'd be ideal for that local gym.
He just lacks a bit of muscle tone, probably.
Well, yes, but mate, he's made staggering news in the office here around Triple M on the 13th floor.
Everyone's
when
talking
it got back
about
to
it.
Us. It is, and he is now considering doing it.
rolling the jeans up too for the photo.
Oh yeah, they'd be up there like.
Actually, I know someone else on this panel that does that.
Oh,
Gregory Catherine.
Gregory Catherine.
Jazz. Jazz.
Do you, Greg?
We get in and pose together.
Come on. Why? Because you've got you're hairy like Chewbacca. Your buddy, your legs.
I'm hairy.
You I'm are. Hairy. You got Ricky Ponty forearms.
Your back.
They're a forest.
Your back.
I'm on my back.
He's asking questions about your back.
On the phone, a man we didn't really need to get because Blue impersonates him that well.
Oh, g'day, boys. Matty Nix here. What about naming Tex Walker on the wing? Thought that'd get a bit of a laugh in the first round.
Well, he joins us live on the Rush Hour. Adelaide Crows coach Matty Nix. G'day, Matty. Welcome.
Thanks very much, guys, for getting me on.
Is that Louie or Nixie? They sound the same.
Oh, Nixie. Oh, what about that? Greg Blewett's trying to take you off as the senior coach of the Adelaide Crows. What do you say to that?
That's all right. He just won't come down the rooms ever.
That's hard because he's a boundary rider.
Matty, can I just explain myself?
So
Jars asked me in a Q&A if I can impersonate Matty Nix. So that was my best effort, mate. So
it was good.
It was pretty good. From. It was pretty good, Billy. Yeah. I was impressed as well.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, we know it's all important for the players to get away in their break. Not that any would have headed overseas this time, Nixie, but I think it's more important for the coaches. It's been well documented over the last couple of weeks, the pressure on coaches. And what did you get to do, mate? Did you get away? Did you refresh? Are you back? Are you hungry again?
Well, I refreshed. I wouldn't say we got away.
Yeah.
But we, in a way we did, because we got to have a really good look at SA.
Yep.
We didn't go too far. We went down to Rogue for a short period of time, ducked down to Victor Harbour again after that. So it was all about family. It was all about getting together. I don't get to spend a lot of time with the family during the season as much as I'd like. I really enjoyed it, as did the kids and my partner. And yeah, we had a really good rest. And it's nice to be back into footy, though, and have some structure around again.
So, Matty, during the footy season and the pre-season, how do you try and get a better balance, I suppose, with that family life and work?
Yeah, we're always working on it. It's something we do with our coaching group especially, but our players, the RFLPA nowadays are fantastic at ensuring that we give our players a balanced life, so enough time away from the footy club. We try and do that with staff as well. We talk about sharpening the saw, getting away from here and making sure that you're not sawing away with a blunt saw. You're always sharpening it up and keeping yourself on edge. So we make sure we have the same day off during the week. We always have a Wednesday off. That allows families to spend time together. Any chance we get from our group, we'll give them a bit of time here and there, a half day. So, it's tough, but we love what we do as well. Anyone who's in the industry, we're in it because it's what we love doing. So you just got to balance that up with life and make sure that you're looking after your family at the same time.
Hey, speaking of staff, Nixie, you've had a little bit of personnel change over the break. Obviously, Scotty Burns was the big recruit at the end of last year, but also James Raheely and Nathan Van Berlo, my old housemate. How have they settled in? Have they had an impact early on?
Yeah, they have. They've been fantastic. I mean, as you mentioned, each of those guys, they've all got great experience, whether it be from coaching, VB from his captaincy, so he's a fantastic leader and leads by example. Scotty Burns, his experience in the game, he's right up there with a lot of the head coaches at the moment.
Yeah.
What he's been able to do, for him to come through, come in and now assist me and be literally my right-hand man, I've really embraced that and love sitting with him and just talking footy. And James Riley, coming from Geelong, which we have huge respect for a footy club like Geelong, what they've been able to do consistently. He's he stepped straight in and added value instantly. So I couldn't be more pleased with the group we've brought in and also the guys we've kept here. I mean, Michael Godden will continue to work alongside VB, and they'll be a great partnership in that midfield.
Yep.
As well as Matty Wright and also Brent Riley. So we've got a great group. We've connected well. I believe we've done some work from a coaching point of view that's matched what our players have been able to do over the break, and our players have been fantastic. So we're in a good space. We're working hard and looking forward to I guess, making amends for last year. We were disappointed how we performed. We were humbled. So we're really hungry to get into footy in 2021.
Hey, Nixie, obviously, you know, very experienced as an assistant coach, but your first year in the hot seat, what did you learn about the year?
I learned a few things that I wasn't able to put into practice beforehand. And that was around protocols. I learned what it meant to not be able to train. I learned what it meant to train or travel on a game day. There's so many new things that we went through this year, and every club experienced it, and it was challenging. We worked our way through it, but what I did learn is we're a damn good footy club. You know, the way we held on in the end, it was really disappointing. It's documented. We failed as far as the season goes. We finished bottom of the ladder. That's not acceptable. But what we did do is a hell of a lot of work off the field. Shaping what this group's going to look like going forward, shaping what this organisation's going to be going forward. And I'm really confident we've done some positive stuff in respect to that. So I look forward to what our supporters and our members will see this year.
And now, Matty, just regarding Tyson Stengel, from a club's perspective, where's he at the moment? Because he's let himself down and the club down on three occasions. Where's he fit in the program moving forward?
Yeah, Jared, look, from Tyson's point of view, he's on a stand down at the moment. So what that means, we've provided him with a training program. We've got all the appropriate support around him. We want to make sure that Tyson has the best opportunity from here to succeed and have another crack at AFL level. But, like, clearly Tyson didn't meet our standards.
Yeah.
That's over the last 12 months. And unfortunately, when you don't meet standards, it will come to a point where we're going to make some decisions around who's actually inside the four walls. And for Tyson, I'm going to continue to remain in contact with Tyson, support him as much as I possibly can through this. But, we have standards that we want our guys to live up to and that we expect. And so if Tyson can show that over the next 12 months, then I believe he's a talented enough footballer. Yeah. I believe he's a good enough person. And I hope over the next 12 months we can help him get there and get himself back onto the list or onto an AFL list at worst.
Hey, Brad Crouch was on Melbourne Radio this morning and he expressed his frustrations. I'll let you have a listen to it and I've got a follow-up question after that.
I probably felt it for a couple of years while I was over in Adelaide before I made the move, where I was getting a little bit, I don't know whether it was run down in the same environment. And I think the way that we were playing at different times late last year was a bit frustrating. And for me, I want to get back to playing good finals footy again and being in a special team.
Nixie, did he voice those frustrations to you? Or was it something he held in and he thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave to a more successful club?
Look, he did, and to his credit, we had conversations throughout the year around more around how he was feeling about football overall.
Yeah.
Being a little stale in Adelaide, we touched on a number of conversations in around that area. He didn't talk about the way we were playing football, but I guess there he might be talking about the fact that we weren't having the success we were after. If you look at the last six rounds from last year, I felt, yeah, our group really were able to hit our straps and play the type of footy that we wanted to put out there. I know Brad enjoyed the last few games, as you do when you win.
Yep.
Games always enjoyable when you're up and winning games of footy. But, you know, from Brad's point of view, he did flag with me during the year that, footy was getting a little stale. You know, did he need a new opportunity? Was it something bigger, a fresh start somewhere? So it was no surprise to me, towards the end of that year that he made the decision he did.
Hey, Matty, as a Crow supporter, we're all really excited about Riley Thilthorpe. So I know there's a long time in between now and round one, but if everything goes well, would he be around, the place for selection?
Yeah, look, he's a really exciting talent. At the moment, what we're doing with Riley is really managing him through. I haven't seen a first-year player that's been 200 centimetres plus with the work rate that this kid's got. And that's part of the reason why we picked him at the pick we did in the draft, so high up. He's a worker to the point where we're doing a fair bit of work on at the moment his ability to build the base we need so that he can play a full season out rather than, possibly breaking down every 3 or 4 weeks. It's it's important to us that we look medium to longer term with Riley. I'd love to see him play round one, but at the same time, we're going to look longer term, medium term with him, and we don't want him out, you know, in for round one, out for round two, and be sort of chasing his tail for the whole year. So I know I haven't really answered the question, but if we can put a good base under him for the next, say 6 weeks and lead into that first round, well, then we'll make some decisions around whether he comes in and plays. But he's definitely got the talent, I believe, to play at the level.
Have you sat down and thought about the leaders for 2021? Will Rory Sloane be the sole captain again? Is that a player vote? How does that work? And we've seen Tom Duday step in and do a good job as well.
Yeah, we'll look at our leaders. I don't want to make a statement at the moment, but I'll get around to players over this pre-season period, and we have informal conversations around what our leadership looks like, which players are stepping up, and we'll make decisions off the back of that. And I have no doubt, look, the way Rory captained last year, the way he worked off field, to keep a group in a mental space, the way he was able to do it towards the end of last season, and for us to turn things around, was a credit to him and who he is as a captain. So I would think he will hopefully get that vote from his peers and our leadership group from last year. Yeah, we may have a few additions or a few small changes to that when you see the performances of guys like Laird, guys like Riley O'Brien, those guys who had fantastic years. So I'm not, by no means have we locked it in as yet. We'll leave that right up until pre-season, the first few pre-season games, and then we'll make some decisions from there.
Talking to Matty Nix, the Adelaide Crows senior coach, before we wrap this big bad boy up, Nixie, how are you going to fit in Tex, Himmelberg, Fogarty and Lynch inside your forward 50?
I thought we'd play Lynchy on a wing. And
Tex is a wingman, isn't he?
Because you need pressure forwards these days in today's game, don't you? You need two or three young, fast blokes inside forward 50 to keep the ball in the area.
Yeah, you do. You need a balance. So, you're not going to mark the ball every time it goes in there and the ball hits the deck. And part of that is getting some speed in around it and some guys who can really pressure in hard on the footy. We got Jimmy Rowe in this year through the draft.
Good.
Who's training really well. Mm. Slightly older than our regular drafted lads. So he's already sort of a step ahead in that area. You know, Murphy's another one who ripped in underneath. Ned McHenry's training well at the moment.
Yeah.
So there is a balance, as you said, and it's hard to fit all those guys in. Tex, again, this season, as he did last season's training, the house down. He does the work in the break. He's the ultimate professional, and he's leading by example. So what he's able to do now is we get in a Riley Tilthorpe, who has a look at him and says, well, he's training at that level, I'll do the same.
Yeah, okay.
So we're quite pleased, but it's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a tough one, yep.
We know that, and it's a good problem to have. I'd much rather have a lot to choose from than not many.
Yeah, good call. Hey, I did a couple of running sessions with Tex in the break. He actually flogged me, Jazz.
He beat
I used
you.
To beat him. And, I don't know if I've let myself go or he's got better. But, I'd like to do my homework, Nixie, and ask a few questions to the boys. And I did ask Tex, anything I wrote here, and I'll read it out to you, anything I can ask Nixie that would surprise him.
Nice.
Surprise him. Something that we wouldn't know, Jazz.
Yes.
This is what he's written back.
The Texan.
Yeah, ask him if he's going to extend my contract after this year.
Oh,
that's exactly what he wrote, so I have to ask the question.
Good
what do you think?
Mate, it's all about performance, isn't it?
Put it back on
say
him.
No.
Say no.
Get rid of him.
Sack him.
It's one of those things for Texan. He's going to leave a legacy no matter how he plays this year out, but I really do hope that he's able to lead by example. He's got some fantastic young kids he's playing alongside that are going to really step in at a point when Tex decides enough's enough. But no answer at the moment.
All right. That's a no for me.
That's a no. Nixie, thanks for your time, mate. Another exciting year ahead for the Adelaide Footy Club. So we really appreciate your time, and we'll speak again once before we get the round one underway. And Bluey, have you got any last comments to the senior coach?
No, I'm not going to take him off while he's
there. Okay, boys, Matty Nix here. What about you? Naming Tex Walker.
Here he goes. I can't believe you did that, Bluey.
I can't believe you stitched me up.
No, senior Adelaide coach.
Come on.
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef. For Country Living Homes. Anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Great friends of ours. The Ravencroft family. Yeah. This segment goes all around the world. It was massive last year. Could not believe you did not pick up some sort of award, a national award for Burns Beef.
Yes.
Because when someone gets up your girt, you take aim and you fire bullets at them, don't
What's
you?
What's a girt?
Or up your...
Yeah. Well, your lips seat.
Your lips, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
I just need
did
to clear that up. I didn't know that. No.
Did you know that, Greg?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. No. Now, family, if you've just joined us for the first time, this is where Bernie tees off on anyone, any issue that's really got him stirred up. And who's in your sights today, buddy? Oh, the first one for the year.
I had a few over the break because it's been a long time. And okay. There's a couple.
Was our newest member in your sights over the last 48 hours?
Well, you kept ringing me saying it has to be Bluey.
No,
has
I did
not. He hasn't called you. He hasn't texted me.
I did not.
But I thought, no,
Gregory,
we touched on that yesterday. Okay. But I know we did touch on this one yesterday.
Okay.
But... I want to elaborate a little bit,
all right, Ben.
Boys. I want to take you back to the tennis players and the complete shit show that has been coming over and trying to put this Australian Open, as you said, just shouldn't be happening,
no,
Jars.
Correct.
I'm against you in saying that. Know. But, you know, the Joker, he's listed his demands and, you know, he's sent a ransom note to Craig Tiley, the Australian Open director. But at the end of the day... They didn't know there was going to be someone on the plane with the bloody virus, the Chinese virus, as you call it. And, you know, they thought they were going to be able to go out and train and, you know, actually keep fit. And they are professional athletes. So things change.
Yes,
I'm going to let them off. Because
what?
The people that have spoken out, Jars, who have they been? Djokovic. What do you call him? Knockovic.
Knockovic.
17 Grand Slam titles.
Yes, Bert.
Who's the other one that's spoken up?
Serena Williams.
23 Grand Slam titles. Other one?
Rafael Nadal.
20 Grand Slam titles. But it's when people like this start to speak up. And I don't even want to say his first name. Okay, I just want to say his last name because it's a damn right disrespectful to me. His name is Tomic. Now, I didn't even know this. And still play tennis.
Oh, no, here he goes.
You know what? I need some confirmation. I'm going to ring my good friend, our US tennis correspondent, John McEnroe. Oh, now, hang on, ring him.
Here we go,
Ben. Hey, Johnny, you there, mate?
All right, I'm here.
He's there. Right, Johnny, now I've got you. Can you believe this weak, insipid, frail, delicate, fragile piece of still plays tennis? Tell me he doesn't.
He's serious.
I am serious. He thinks he's going to play in the Australian Open.
You know what,
Jazz?
Oh,
he hasn't even spoken up that much.
Where is he?
You know who it's been speaking up on his behalf? Because he cannot finish anything. He gives up on it. His porn star missus has been speaking up on his behalf. She's been complaining.
Serious.
So, yes, Johnny, sorry, I forgot to hang up on you, mate. Keep listening because you're going to fall off your chair. Sit down.
What's she saying?
Oh, she said nobody cleaned their room.
Oh. It's real hit and miss. Sometimes the food's good, sometimes the food's not. So we'd rather just order our own food.
We ordered food last night and they didn't tell us that there was no deliveries after 10 o'clock. We ordered like $60 worth of food. Got delivered at 11 and they refused to take it. They were like, nope. And also when you do order your food, they have to inspect it and I don't know what the hell they do. By the time the food comes to you, it's so cold. I've been stuck in this hotel room for 2 days. I haven't been allowed to leave. There's literally zero fresh air, no balcony. Where is that?
Oh, no.
They've been stuck in this room.
Oh,
what the hell does she think isolation or quarantining is?
Boo.
You have to stay in your room.
Did she finish year 12?
I don't even think she went to kindy, Jars. She left when you did. She also complained nobody cleaned their room. Yeah. They didn't get fresh. They didn't get fresh sheets.
You can't be serious,
man. I'm serious, Johnny, but listen to this one. They were forced to wash their own dinner plates, Johnny.
You cannot be serious.
Oh, I'm serious. But, Jars, I just want to ask you a quick question.
Yes, Bern.
How often do you wash your hair? Because I would have thought... Oh, might ask Blue, should I?
Ask Blue.
Oh, sorry, that was... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
Blue, how often?
Every second day.
Oh. Well, I would have thought in quarantine it wouldn't be that important, Jars.
Yeah.
Have a bloody listen to this. You hadn't finished yet.
This is the worst part of quarantine. I don't wash my own hair. I've never washed my own hair. It's just not something that I do.
She doesn't wash her own hair jars.
What?
That's one thing she has in common with you. I tell you what, though.
So your final message.
I'm sick of this porn star.
Easy.
This Bernard Tomic. Easy. I tell you what, Bernie.
Here he
you've
goes.
Come up in my beef before, you go straight, and I gave you this message before.
Yes, Bernie.
Go immediately. Don't worry about quarantining. Walk straight out of the hotel.
Yes.
Go to Birth, Deaths and Marriages and change your f***ing first name.
To what?
It is a damn right tarnishing effect on my name. And I don't want to be put in the same paddock. I'm out.
He's
I
gone.
Never want to disappear up forever.
He's back, family.
It is the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars.
His name changed.
Triple M.
Shut up.
Oh, he's going on.
This is the second appearance on Triple M that Greg Blewett has done today after he dropped this on The Breakfast Show.
When I signed on, Jars probably would have found out about 2 or 3 weeks ago and did not get a call to say welcome. Yeah. Bernie tried once about 3 days ago, and then I tried to return his call, didn't pick up. Yeah, I don't know.
So that's reason crowd. Welcome to Triple M.
Oh, did you say that? He's clipping us behind our backs now. Okay. I didn't hear that.
Any of that that I said this morning to Ruin Ditz, untrue.
I found out that day, so I called you that day. That's when Maddie told me.
He did too, so you owe him an apology.
Yeah, that's an apology for me.
All right, sorry, Bern.
Right.
But you should have picked your phone up when I rang you back. Yeah. And what about you, Jazz?
Well, you should have picked it up when I rang you first.
I hadn't.
I was busy.
So was I when you called back.
Yeah. Gregory, when I got told the news.
How long ago since you.
Yeah, look, I had to lie down for 3 weeks to to digest the information.
But we love having you, mate. All right, you're back. You're part of the family. Let's go, hey, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. The podcast up from 3:30 or listen live straight after Triple M's Malloy. It is Bernie, Vince, Andrew Jarman, and a man whose stint as wicketkeeper wasn't what you would call the longest.
He wasn't behind the stumps.
Greg Blewett.
Oh, so no. He can't bat, he can't bowl and he can't keep now. Can't field.
But he played 45 tests for our great country.
Mm. 46.
46 tests for our country. So we've got to be proud of him.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll figure in this next topic, Charles.
Okay.
We all love our South Australian sport. Mm-hmm. You watched the 36ers the other night?
Oh, the first game I did, no, terrible, but the second game a lot better.
A lot better?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you about Connor Henry's spray to the group.
He's the 36ers coach?
He's the 36ers coach, and I tell you what, there were blokes that didn't even play that were in his sights. Have a listen.
Croc gets it, dribbles there, there's the first roll, it's there, you've over dribbled, you haven't even f***ing played.
Sounds like Bernie's beef,
doesn't it?
It does sound like Bernie's
He took the piss out of himself too, didn't he? How passionate is he?
Oh, I don't mind this either. And he pointed to a guy that hadn't played yet. You haven't even played. You've over-dribbled.
Oh,
it got me thinking, though. Yeah. Well, you would have copped a few sprays, Jase.
Oh,
you're a bit of a smart-ass back in the day.
Well, that's a harsh word. Well, that's a harsh word to say I was a smart-ass.
Well, Blighty would have given you a spray, wouldn't he, Jase?
Oh, well, it's a bit hard when I was sacked into 96.
Did he spray you before he sacked you?
No, he never sacked me. He got Johnny Reid to do the dirty work.
And what year was that, 96?
I just said, end of 96. Oh, I was asked to leave.
They won the premierships in 97, 98. So he worked out the answer. Don't. The Messiah, what did he? What about you, Blue?
Yeah, what about you, Blue?
No, I had a bit of a moment, but it's hard to spray the best player in the side, so I didn't have too many.
So they didn't spray Brooke, they sprayed you?
Who gave it to you?
No, Jeff Hammond.
Yeah.
So he was the Redbacks coach, and I had a bit of a, I was late for training, I was hungover, and I turned up and my training pants were on backwards, so that wasn't a good start, and he looked at me and he said, mate, our Australian player in our team. Oh, look at you. You are a disgrace. Pack your bags and leave. So that's exactly what I did. Pack my bags, tail between my legs, and off I went.
In front of all your teammates?
In front of the boys. Yep.
Oh, how'd you feel? See, that's just a selfish attitude, really, at the time.
Oh, you've never been late or hungover.
I just didn't jump on a plane. That's all.
This was in Adelaide.
That has nothing to do with the plane, that story.
What would it mean?
It was
he just said, I haven't been selfish. Well, I have been selfish. That's what he just said. That was a selfish attitude on his behalf, and he, by doing that,
what's
to his
the
teammates,
plane got to do with it?
Well, because when he said to me, "What did you say to me then?"
Don't bail him out, Blue. Honestly.
Honestly. Did you get fined or suspended?
No, I had to grovel to my teammates the next day. I did and apologised in front of the group, which was hard. But I had to do it front up.
So you got called a disgrace. Yeah. That sounds like his first day yesterday. But there's no grovelling to us today.
Yeah, Gregory, that's harsh. Where'd you go the night that night?
I believe I was at the General Havelock. So it might have been midweek.
All your cricket mates.
Anyway, there's it's a very long story that I might be able to tell.
So you had your duds on backwards?
I had them on backwards, right. Yes. All the sponsored logos and stuff were at the back. The fly.
No.
The fly. What were you wearing, jeans?
I was blowing fumes.
Craig. Anyway. What about you? What about you, Knackers?
I must admit, it is hard to leave the General Havelock when you get in. It's easy to get in, hard to get out.
That's right.
Have you been sprayed? Because you're a scallywag.
No, that's unfair. You said I couldn't go. No.
Did you get ripped by anyone? What
I could more. I could probably tell you the times where the coaches spoke to me on a normal.
Did Neil Craig give you a spray?
Yeah, he did. He made me feel guilty, Craigie. Look, I've put all this time and you've done it. And then you go and do that to me.
Come on, Boone. And you got dumped?
An internal suspension 3 times at Adelaide. I'd like to think that I could talk my way out of situations like that. So I'm like, just let me do the talking, boys. If there's any, I'll do this and that. Walked out with a suspension every time.
And how many times did you get suspended playing footy?
Field?
Thugging a bloke on the deck. Well, how many times did you front?
A fair few. I could have played 300, Charlie.
Here we go. Gregory Burns got his fun facts.
Yes.
This is talked about all around the delis around South Australia.
It is. It certainly is.
What have you got?
Well, I've got a couple for you today, Jars. One that's going to, I think, make you a little bit emotional. One of them.
Okay,
but,
mate.
I'll speak to you after that. Yeah. Do you know, Jars? Yes, you've heard, and Blue.
Yeah.
You know Dolly Parton? Heard of Dolly Parton?
Yes, sir. Fine country singer.
Yes, very fine country
Fantastic,
singer.
Fantastic.
Yes. And do you know what she once lost, Jars?
What?
A Dolly Parton lookalike contest. She lost a lookalike contest of herself. How do you lose that, Jars? I'm confused.
Jolene. Should be your music,
how
wouldn't it, Blue?
That
Islands in the stream, that is what we
that's
are.
That's the boy.
No one in
all right.
The
well, that's and, fascinating. The fact that she lost her own lookalike.
And she was, wow. And she, then she, un, well, she didn't have to uncover because it was her.
Yeah, that's
so she uncovered and said, hang on, this is me.
Good.
How do
no,
I lose?
Like
and the judges got
very
clopped
good
a bit
burn.
Of a clip.
What
now, Jars
got for
and
Greg
Blue,
and I? Yeah.
What does the number 202, 200, gap, and the number 2 mean to you?
Greg?
If you had a guess.
Trying to think whether my test score was 214.
Oh, you flog!
200.
Shut him down.
No,
so
no,
cut him. Cut the cord.
What is it? Well, 2 is the amount of shows that us 3 have done together. Okay. But today, Jazz, I present to you, mine and your 200th appearance.
Yeah!
Yeah! And we've got something for you, Jazz.
Happy 200th birthday to you. Happy 200th birthday to you.
This is what happened at the opening of the show.
Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, champ.
I'm not a champ, Jars, okay? Champ is an acronym, abbreviation, or slang word for uncool. I'm not uncool, Jars!
One of my guilty pleasures is The Real Housewives of Orange County. It's fascinating to watch.
What a load of crap that is.
Yours. What is your guilty pleasure?
I quite enjoy the chick pop.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
When we get out of isolation, we might do This Is Your Life to You, Jars, and you'll say, you need 3 hours to fit all my highlights in, and the Prime Minister will come on and say a few words. And I said, geez, who's the Prime Minister's going to talk way back in your day? Was it Robert Menzies or something?
What's the state slogan here in South Australia, Jars?
Well, for me, it's Adelaide, just do it.
That's quite a clash with Nike. But,
the two and out under. Yes. I see the positive in losing this one.
Why?
There's only one thin layer between my face and some blokes. I want to piss that off as well.
Geez, Trumpy's been saying some weird things lately, Jazz.
He's a weird man.
Do you realise who you work with?
That's why I don't really care what Trumpy says. I'm listening to it.
Greg Blewett joins us on this Tuesday.
What's happened to our Triple M Christmas party? Is that still going to happen?
Now, I'll be in touch, but at this stage, it's a no-go.
Oh, no.
So we'll have to have our own. Well, you can have up to 10 people.
Does Bluey fit in that 10, Joe?
Absolutely not.
Happy 200th.
Oh, did you get emotional,
well done,
Joe?
Boys.
Got a little bit emotional. And with that Christmas party, like, you know, we're in the open now. We can do what we want. Still, you got an invite, Blue? I know you're 11th, but, you know, it's open now. You can have 150 at a household. Surely he's in your top 150. Jazz, are you there?
No, I'm looking at Bluey. He's been away for 2.5 weeks. How can I get that sorted out? You've been floating all around the state, seeing everyone. I can't lock you all in together. And Tex is not answering my phone calls.
Well, Tex wants to have you around, he said.
Oh, nice.
He's going to put his hand up and have you around.
All right.
Okay, he's going to do it.
Okay, I got to go.
There it is.
Am I invited?
And before we do that, gentlemen, I mean, yes, it's your 200th, but Greg Blewett has been a staple here at Triple M. We didn't want to leave you out, Blue, so here we go. Rush Hour back tomorrow with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Get the podcast from 3:30.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.